Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio. That's why I'm asking your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
motherfucker.
Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so
he was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. Is this guy's healthy as hell?
Jack Classic Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
Jack Classic Show Radio Network, baby. Thoughtcrimes.ca. 990 AM, Arizona. K-Bear, Montana. Hell yeah, dog. Alrighty, guys, check it out. We're back. It's Monday. God bless ya. God bless ya. Time, looking now. This is the future. Alrighty, guys, it's a Jack Classic Show. It's Monday. It's 11:30. How are you guys doing? How are you doing? I'm doing fantastic. God bless you. God bless all of you. Man, I hit that post. I hit that Aerosmith post. Hell yeah, dog. It's a good day. When I can hit the Aerosmith post, that's a day I'm feeling good. Like, for real. Hold on a second. I'm not getting any. That's not happening. It's a Jack Classic Show. Okay. Test. Okay. Perfect. See, what's happening is our headphone amp is, it's working, but it's not working as well as what I want it to. Which is cool, I guess. You know, we're on a very limited budget here. I might be on 2 radio stations, but I am so underfunded to the point where it's ridiculous. If they gave me, Christ, $1,000 a week. $1,000 a week is completely fair for someone doing four radio shows a week. I mean, $1,000 is perfectly fair. And not unreasonable. That's not an unreasonable request from me. Christ, I've been doing radio 10 years. I used to make $1,000 a goddamn show. And all I want, $1,000 a week. If you could do that, I wouldn't have to deal with this goddamn crappy headphone amp. WAS 100.5, by the way. God bless those guys. July 28th. And after July 28th, I don't know. They might re-up me again. I might just have to stay to K-Bear. We might have to do the Tampa Bay 1440 AM deal, which is fine. I accept that. A lot of people might be asking, hey, where is everyone? Well,
Karen is doing school stuff, which is fantastic. God bless her. She can go do her school stuff, which is fine. So I won't have her for every single show during the week, which is all right, which is, you know, cool. School, go ahead, sucker. Take the Tommy Chong school bus. Or is it Cheech? I think it's Cheech. Karen's taken the Cheech school bus, which is fine. I encourage that. If I could go to school and Cheech could be my school bus driver, I would definitely do it. God.
He's a fag. He's a fag.
So she's doing school, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Red Pill Rapper is MIA, which is, once again, God bless him. He can go do his own thing. He's busy red pilling people. There's no animosity, no nothing. However, since I did switch into mornings on K-Bear, which is primetime radio, hell yeah, brother, I'm primetime. I feel like I need to have a person, I don't know. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take that statement back. I don't need anyone to do the show. It's nice to have someone to bounce off of, which is fantastic. It's great. Not a lot of people can work on this show. The show is very unique, as it isn't like the Woody Show. It's not like, God, I don't know, Jerry and Gary, the Breakfast Morning Show. It's nothing like that. It's a very, very hostile work environment. I've had it described as being very hostile, very mean, which is what makes the show unique, and not a lot of people can operate in my circle, which is fine. I got very lucky with Red Pill Rapper, by the way. Who created Red Pill Rapper? I did. That's all me, baby. I believed in you. I believed in you, Red Pill Rapper, and look what you've done. Look what you've done with your life. You're now on, God, you're on some government list, and it's all my fault. Which is badass. I mean, hell yeah, dude. You weren't the Red Pill Rapper before you came on my show, brother. Just think about that. I create superstars, baby. But not a lot of people can work in this insane radio environment. First of all, I'm insane. My vision for the show is completely just illogical and bonkers, which is fantastic, which is why I'm lucky to have people such as Karen1776 and the Red Pill Rapper who can operate within my insane head. And I think that it's hard to find chemistry like that, and we got very lucky. However, the show must go on, as they say in theater groups. By the way, do you think any theater group, do you think I would ever be led into a theater group? I think you have to be bisexual to be in theater now. Like honest to God, I think in order to be in a theater class and to do, you know, just to hang out with those people, that whole vibe, it's very bisexual. And I'm very not bisexual. I mean, really. So you could be gay, you could be straight, or you're like bisexual. Like, what is that? Like, what is that? What are you? Seriously, bisexual? That is some cheating bullcrap. Like, for real.
He's a fag.
I mean, dude, you're gay. You're either gay or you're straight if you're bi. What? What? Like, for real. There's... That annoys me. If you're a dude and you're bisexual, just don't talk to me at all. I don't hate you. You can do whatever you want. Just, dude, don't tell me that you're bisexual. For real. I mean, there's... I'd rather hear you talk about S&Ds because you think men are hot than, hey, I like women, I like guys, what am I? Dude, shut up. Pick a sexuality, buckwheat. Like, for real, dog. That's all I gotta say on that matter. Anyway, we got some big changes coming up in the next month, and hopefully everything works together with the main FMAM show, the podcast, and then there will be some... You know what? You know what? Screw it, brother. Screw it, brother. I'll tell you what's going on in the future when we get out of break. I'm gonna do an early break. Screw it. It's a Jack Klassen show. W990 AM. God, I'm still thinking about Alabama. By the way, an Alabama announcement. That's coming up too in the show. Hell yeah. I'm still king. That's right. No one can stop me, brother. Only Reddit users and the bisexual army. They're the only people that can stop me. Yo, check it out, it's the Jack Klassen
Maybe
Show.
Maybe I should break this motherfucker's legs, hypothetically.
hold on. Hypothetically, why don't you come on my show and I metaphorically break your legs over the phone? I'm just saying, dog. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm
How
sorry to say that.
Pardon?
No, because I've been doing radio for 10 years, dude. I've been doing radio for 10 years. I'm talented. You called me. You called me.
No. Your fucking audience is
you called me.
To call you. He's talking shit right now.
It's
call
not,
him right now.
It's not my
okay,
fault. My audience is talented and
want?
Funny.
What the fuck?
My audience is talented
so
and funny.
Talented,
it's awesome.
Why aren't you number one? Why aren't you number one?
Because I'm on two different radio stations right now, dude. I'm on two different radio stations, you dummy. AM and FM, dog. AM and FM. I have sponsors. Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh yeah, sure, brother. Yeah, brother.
You're a retard.
Yeah, sure.
You're
a cancer patient.
Don't let me touch your face.
Bam. Done. Bye. How about you die? How about you die slowly? Natural causes.
Blacklisted. Basically, he cannot get a job in radio. So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
It's Tucker time.
He's a fag.
You're more entertaining.
More
prove that. Prove that to me. Prove that to me right now. Yeah, you're number one in Retardville. Your retarded listeners that pay you to watch 12-year-old videos.
That's a fool's cup. You're a fool. You're a fool.
Yeah,
you're
sure,
fool.
Sure, dog. I got two radio stations, dog. I've worked on Howard 101, dog. I've worked with geniuses. Yeah, okay.
The problem is that he's not doing much on his stream, which is worthy of criticism, but
yeah.
I don't think it's worth...
Yeah, did you hear what he said to me when he... Yeah. Wait, what?
Well, you said something about breaking his legs.
No, listen. Oh,
like
my
that.
God.
Talking
you are
crazy.
Such an idiot. You are such an idiot, and you're not paying attention to the stream. It was a metaphorical... Are you not listening? Did you not listen to the last half an hour? It was a metaphorical...
Regardless,
it was
you
a,
still said it.
Dude, yeah, so what? I said a metaphorical beatdown over the phone, and that's what occurred. And that's what occurred. So I stuck to my gun,
right.
And I said I would break his legs metaphorically over the call, and I explained that on the phone call. That's why I was being nice, because I didn't want that to be misconstrued. God damn it, dude.
All right, man.
Dude, how many...
Take a chill pill.
I'm just saying it's not that big a stretch.
Take a blue pill. It's a huge stretch. Oh, my God, dude.
They pay money. They pay...
Why?
Why?
Keep the peace.
No.
Jack, you're heated up.
No, hold on. I'm heated
up
because you weren't listening to the goddamn phone call, Mitch. You didn't hear what I heard, Mitch. Why are you defending this guy? What has this guy done for you? What has this guy done for you? What has this guy done for you? What has this guy? What has this guy done to you?
They pay money. They pay.
What has this guy? No, I'm not. No, I want an answer. I want an answer.
Nothing.
What have I done for you? What have I done for you?
He is my fellow man.
What have
so
I?
You know,
oh my
Jack
God!
Jack has given you everything.
I've
look
given
how
you everything.
The people, they pay money. They pay money to play them. You know, they pay money.
I'm muting you. You're out of here. You're gone, kid.
You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show.
Alrighty. It's the Jack Klassen Show. We're back. God. It's me. It's Solo. It's a Solo show.
Victims and plan on more than just the four murder charges filed today.
Confirm earlier reports of cannibalism.
The building was a scene of ghoulish slaughter.
A large kettle on the stove which held boiled body parts.
Identified four victims and
killed even more.
Plan on more than just the four murder charges filed today.
Had sex with some of his victims before he killed them, and that he was also...
Good morning, Montana! Good morning, Montana! God! What other morning shows going to come in with Rob Zombie, House of a Thousand Corpses? Fantastic. God damn it. I'm baller. This show's baller. God. I'm insane. I'm absolutely insane. This is the house. Come on in. This is the house. It's Jack Classic Show, 9:90 a.m. K-Bear, Montana mornings, baby. This is my live mix. Holy crap. Oh God, that doesn't work at all. Then it just keeps going. Then we go into this. The world's worst morning radio show. Check it out. So we have a lot of change coming up. Like for real. I have anonymous benefactors who will remain unnamed, because they don't want to get into trouble, which is fine. I mean, I understand it totally, completely. It's a rough and rowdy show, this show. And I understand wanting to distance yourself a little bit, like, for real. I totally get it. There's nothing wrong with it at all. We are... Well, hold on, what... My favorite Ned Butter.
Hey, what's bumper. Up, it's Ned, and you're listening to the Jack Classen Show. These assholes are irresponsible and completely unprofessional. They're on mushrooms, for God's sakes. They got kicked out of Alabama, for Christ's sake. They suck. Fuck these guys.
I mean, for real. We're absolutely insane. I'm insane. So we have some pretty big projects coming up. And frankly, I think it's important that I talk to the audience beforehand just to give them kind of a clue, because I am so unsure on what I need to do. So, we have the morning show, we have the late night show that gets broadcast to K-Bear and Arizona. However, now since we are getting a proper office slash set slash studio space, because I really do believe in this once again, I figure I'm going to do what I've always wanted to do, and I'm just going to go balls to the wall on this. 1,000%.
He's a fag.
And we will also be doing a late night style show, but I'm deliberating to myself in my head, because I don't know if I want to continue the radio show as it is, or just make the radio show into the late night style talk show, very much a old school Johnny Carson style set, which I don't believe a lot of radio shows slash podcasts are doing. Everyone's sitting around in a table, it's every radio show is about the same. They sit around on the table, they have the mics with their big boom arms, their big mic arms, you know, reaching out in their face, tickling their nose, tickling their chin, which is cool. There's nothing wrong with that setup, but it's really boring. And, you know, if you have a budget, why would you want to do something like that? Why not make it into a late night David Letterman type set? At least that's my thought. And I'm hoping the show will still be good enough that I can translate that over to just regular radio. You know what I mean? I'm hoping we can keep the radio show and just make it all into one. If not, I'm just going to do it separate. I'll do the Jack Class and Late Night Show where I'll do a monologue. We'll have a guest, a musical act. It's a big stereotype. However, I'm like mulling that over where it's, I think what I want to do with the show is I'll kick it off with the opening monologue, the stereotypical late night show opening monologue, which is fantastic. I mean, Christ, I like doing those dumb things anyway. I think they're hilarious. I mean, here, what's my last one? I go, hey, so a lot of things are happening on the U.S. southern border this weekend. They're saying a massive intake of 6,000 people are crowding the U.S. border a day. Incredible. However, my wife beats them by 1,000. She has a massive intake of 1,000 a day. What can I say? I'm a cuckold. What matters is love. You know, just something fun, little monologue thing. And I'll do that, and then we'll kick in, and we'll just have regular topics as we would on the radio show. I don't know how that's going to translate to video because we're going to have to get proper lighting. I'm going to have to buy a new video camera. It's going to be a whole production, but I hope I can keep the radio show and the late night show the same. And then we have the issue with guests. And of course, one of our co-hosts, Karen1776, is 3,000 kilometers away, which is fantastic. So we'll have to figure out what to do with her. On the show, my thought was, I get an old school style, you know, those TV, like, you know, those old school TVs they'd have in school where they'd wheel them out on a, they'd wheel them out on one of those, God, it's Jack Classic Show 9:90 AM. I can't think of the word for those shelving units that they roll out, you know, like the projector units they'd roll out. They'd have like an old big, you know, CRT screen on them. I think I'm just going to do that and we'll just put her on the CRT screen. Maybe we'll put a shirt or something, you know, make a like a dummy out of it and we'll just place her on the CRT screen, which might actually be funny, actually. That actually might work. That might be how I do it. So we can include her on it, which is fantastic. Red Pill Rapper, obviously, will be the number two guy, I'm thinking. However, buddy, it's the late night show. You might get kicked out. I don't know. I can't really tell you if I... We're on the search. We're constantly searching for people that might be compatible. Granted, that... That's very, a very rare case. But I think I'm going to be able to do that. It's a creative challenge. It's a creative challenge, guys. But I've climbed higher mountains than that. 1,000%. Like, for real. It's a Jack Klassen show. 9:90 AM. God bless you guys. Like, for real. Let's just see. Oh, man. Mitch, where are you? Let's see if I can get in contact with him. Oh, thank you, by the way. It's Jack Klassen Show. I can't tolerate that loud buzzing noise. I'm sorry I have to subject the audience to that. God, I'm like extra mung mouthy today. Am I abusing pharmaceutical drugs? Who knows? Maybe I am. Let's see. Come on. Red Pill Rapper. Answer your phone, pal. Just nothing. Yeah, that's once again about right. I can't rely on anyone to do the show except for myself, which is fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. God, at least I'm doing better than some people. Some people would flip out. Not me. I'm the man, baby. I can roll through anything. I can do whatever I want. I'm a genius. I'm a radio savant. I get to learn how to... Oh my god. It's a Jack Klassen Show, 9:90 AM. So I don't know how it is in your country, in your state of Arizona or Montana, but we have an absolutely amazing government right now. And they have paid for a website called antiracism.gov.bc. It's amazing that my tax dollars paid for this. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you. By the way, for my producer not muting out the alerts that you hear during the show. Once again, we're very professional. So the government of British Columbia created a site called antiracism.gov.bc.ca. Very cool. BC, it states, there's a big screen. It says, anti-racism, BC's multiculturalism policy states that violence, hatred, and discrimination on the basis of racial identity has no place in our society. Has no place in our society. At all. No place at all. Which is, you know, which is fair. I think everyone, I think everyone gets it. Which is badass.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
Hold on, Patrick Bateman, what?
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
I think we all agree with that. Anyway, they got the whole anti-racism website. However, you know, which is, there's something that's really cool about it, is on the side they have something called Unlearn Racism, which I think is probably the coolest thing I've ever seen. You click it, it says Designs for Youth 12 to 16. The Unlearn Racism resource is about challenging the status quo, questioning the one-sided narrative that's presented to us. God, I just can't read today. I'm having a stroke. Anyway. Designed for youth 12 to 16, the Unlearned Racism resource is about challenging the status quo, questioning the one-sided narrative that's presented to us every day of our lives, and putting aside the practice of discrimination that's fueled by historical events and past perceptions. Shut up, retard. That's all I gotta say. Shut up, retard.
How racist are you?
Very. Okay, so the options are a lot, a little. I'm not a lot.
Wow. Seriously? Ever wondered why? Let's find out.
Okay, please, government website, unlearnracism.ca, tell me.
Every day, we're exposed to all sorts of stereotypes and one-sided information.
Badass, yes.
Stuff like history.
Okay, I won't learn about history.
The news.
Yes, I won't watch CNN.
Movies.
Badass.
And even those around us have all shaped our attitudes towards other people.
I'm racist.
We believe
Brazilian
what we're told,
internet
and we
users.
Judge people too fast.
As we should. Most people are scumbags.
Take Marcus, for example. He's just like you. Ever since he was born,
Badass.
His head has been filling up with all kinds of junk.
Alrighty, so I gotta
we're going to help
things.
Him start to unlearn racism
cool.
by trying to see both sides of every story.
Unlearn!
You ready, Marcus?
Hell yeah, dude. Marcus is ready. By the way, Marcus looks like a blue pill. But take the blue pill, brother. Let's see, scroll down.
Racism doesn't exist in our community. Everybody is free to choose where they want to live, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes, unlearn.ca.
In the 1960s, Africville was a close-knit community of African descent on the edge of Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Oh my God, shut up.
But
yes.
Even though everyone paid their taxes, they were never given paved roads, running water, or sewers.
You know what? I don't believe that. I don't believe
this
that.
This lack of services was then used as a reason to break the community up.
I don't believe that. I don't think that's the case. I think there's a lot
the
more to that.
The entire neighborhood was bulldozed for redevelopment.
I don't believe this. I'm going to have to look into this. Red Pill Rapper, look into this, please.
What is Marcus just unlearned?
The 1960s. Your example is from the 1960s. And by the way, I don't think that example's real. And even if it is, that's from the 1960s, brother. Everyone sucks. Everyone sucked back in the 1960s. I don't think that's real. Okay, what is Marcus just unlearned? Please, I like the phrase unlearned. Holy crap. Racism does exist in our community. Racism doesn't exist. Racism does not exist in our community. Because it's 2021.
Racism does exist in our community. Right, Marcus?
Thank you, government-funded website.
Let's unlearn some more.
Please. This is insane.
Racism doesn't affect us. We're lucky enough to live in a society where everyone has equal job opportunities.
Right? Yeah, they do. They seriously do. It's illegal to discriminate someone based off the color of their skin.
In 2009, a UBC professor sent out 6,000 fake resumes to various online job postings.
Okay,
yes. The well-qualified applicants had either Canadian, Chinese, Indian, or Pakistani-sounding names. Guess which group got almost 40% more callbacks? Clue, it wasn't the Chinese, Indian, or Pakistani-sounding names.
Hey, you know, hold on a second.
What has Marcus just unlearned?
What has Marcus just unlearned? Hold on a second. First of all, were all the applications the same? That is too... Whatever. And you know what? Whatever. Racism doesn't affect us. This is insane.
Racism does affect us. Right, Marcus?
I mean, that's way too open.
Let's unlearn some more.
That is so weird. Let's unlearn some more. Okay. Cool. Please, tell me more. Come on, Marcus.
There's nothing we can do to eliminate racism. We all make judgments, assumptions, and decisions based on race, right?
No?
Every day, our view of the world is manipulated by a system that usually only tells the winner story.
Oh my god.
So we all need to step back and try to see
the whole
picture.
What is this audio in the background? What is this supposed to be?
We need to ask more questions.
What is this crowd music? What the hell?
We need to unlearn racism. There's plenty we can do to eliminate racism. Right, Marcus?
What the hell?
Great job. You've helped Marcus start to unlearn racism.
Congrats. I'm real proud of myself.
Why not share this site and help someone else? Don't go yet, though. Scroll down to unlearn even more
racism.
There's plenty we can do to eliminate racism.
There's plenty more
right,
racism.
Marcus? Great
okay.
job. You've helped Marcus
yeah,
start to
that.
Unlearn
Thank you,
racism.
Government
so
website.
Why not share this site and help
no.
someone else?
No. Please. It's
Don't
a Jack
go
Klassen
yet, though.
Show.
Scroll down to unlearn even more racism.
Okay, I want more. Okay, hold on. We got three options here. It's a Jack Klassen Show, 9:90 a.m. This is the Government of Canada unlearnracism.ca website. Okay, do I want to learn about residential schools? Chinese laundries or freedom of speech? I think we'll leave freedom of speech for last. Chinese laundries. Hell yeah. I'm going to unlearn Chinese laundry. That's a good Chinese food place, by the way.
Stereotypes aren't harmful. They're just an easy way to categorize different groups of people, right?
Alrighty. Yes. Because they're mostly true.
However, many stereotypes are actually based on some rather unpleasant facts.
How did the Chinese suffer?
Take Chinese laundries, for example. 100 years ago, people worried about Chinese immigrants stealing Canadian jobs. These immigrants came to Canada to start a new life, but were banned from any professional occupations. Separated from their families back in China, many of them began washing clothes as the only way to survive.
Badass? Badass? Sounds like hardworking people. Whatever. If they were really racist against the Chinese, why would they let them touch their underwear? I mean, for real. Alrighty, residential schools. This is a tough Canadian topic. Let's unlearn this. Unlearn. Shutting off my brain. Unlearning.
Racism is a thing of the past. Everybody gets along fine nowadays, right?
Yes, right, of course. Shut up.
Imagine if the government decided your culture was inferior and you were forced to move away from your family, friends, and community.
Yes?
Up until 1996, that's what happened to many Aboriginal children as a way to assimilate them into a supposedly superior Canadian culture.
Aww, poor Aboriginals.
It was called the residential school system, and it was hugely traumatic for the children and families involved.
Okay.
Despite an official apology by the Canadian government in 2008, many Aboriginal people are still dealing with the long-term effects.
Oh. Okay. Tell me more. Oh, of course they're not going to tell me more. It's a Jack Klassen show, 9:90 a.m. and K-Bear mornings. By the way, this is the government's Canadian government-sponsored website, unlearnracism.ca. Now, this is my favorite one. This is going to be my favorite one. It's freedom of speech and... I don't know. This is kind of scary. Let's see. Freedom of speech. Oh, they're talking about the limits of free speech. Oh, no. Oh, no. God, this is spooky.
We can say whatever we want to people because we have freedom of speech. That's a good thing, right?
Okay, hold on. Yes? The hell? Alrighty. Tell me more.
It's true. You do have freedom of speech in Canada. But within reason. Like, it's illegal to encourage or promote hatred based on national or ethnic origin, race, religion, color, and sexual orientation.
He's a fag.
Okay.
Which means any kind of racist insult could get you into big trouble.
Oh, no!
He's a fag.
Was this a threat? Hold on a second. Let's unlearn again.
We can say whatever we want to people because we have freedom of speech. That's a good thing, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
It's true. You do have freedom of speech in Canada. But within reason. Like, it's illegal to encourage or promote hatred based on national or ethnic origin, race, religion, color, and sexual orientation.
Thoughtcrimes.ca.
Which means any kind of racist insult could get you into big trouble.
Y'all ready for this? Fag capitals of the world. Fag capitals of the world. Fag. Capitals of the world.
Alrighty, guys. Thoughtcrimes.ca, 9:90 a.m. K Bear. We're going to jail. I can't wait for the new shows that are coming up. I'm excited. We'll be right back, K-Bear. We'll be right back, 9:90. God bless you guys. God bless freedom of speech. Screw those fags.
Hey, what's up? It's Ned, and you're listening to the Jack Klassen Show. These assholes are irresponsible and completely unprofessional. They're on mushrooms, for God's sakes. They got kicked out of Alabama, for Christ's sake. They suck. Fuck these guys.
$9.90 a.m. It's the Jack Klassen Show. Good morning, K-Bear. We love ya. ThoughtCrimes.ca. LGBTQ.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. It's Tucker time. I am a gamer. I respect women.
I had this on vinyl, dog. How ridiculous. Classic. It's the Jack Klassen Show. How are you guys doing? I'm happy I was able to talk about the show's future. I think we are on a good path. However, I still don't believe the future is Canada. I think eventually things will, like you said, like the government website said, brother. Some things you can't say, even if they're hilarious and true. And I often skirt those lines. I truly am a thought criminal, baby. ThoughtCrimes.ca, Jack Klassen Show Radio Network. What do you hear? What do you say? It's the Jack Klassen Show. Email me, jackklassenshow@aol.com. And I will read your emails live on air. Before I end the show, I would like to say Marcus from Cincinnati, I do appreciate your email. It was a good email. Marcus from Cincinnati emailed me saying that we were too hard on Brock. What we did on the last show was considered harsh bullying, and we should kill ourselves. That's what Marcus from Cincinnati said. And frankly, I did feel bad for Brock at the time. We went after him for being 25 and not being a 25-year-old virgin, which is fine. But the show's very mean. And that's just part of the show, brother. If we find something, if we find your weakness, we'll go after it. We're not like a lion. We're not like a tiger. We're like a We're like a dingo. We're like a goddamn dingo. And if we see a wounded antelope, I'm not going after the healthy antelope. I'm going after the wounded antelope. That's what the show is. And unfortunately, you have to have a thick skin and a backbone to do the show. Or else, it just doesn't work. And everyone who does the show comes on with that understanding. So Marcus from Cincinnati, I shouldn't kill myself. You should kill yourself. And I don't think that's asking too much. It's a Jack Klassen show. Good morning, Montana. Good evening, Arizona. This is what you get. This is what you get when you renew my contract, by the way. I don't know what I'm competing with in those states, but there's nothing like this show. There's nothing like me. I am the greatest radio show host ever to come out of Canada. And it's amazing the show exists. And that's it, brother. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm wrapping this baby up.
More than probably any radio care. Host Screw in it. Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast it.
Burn in hell, no Marcus from Cincinnati.
I'm Alabama Willie. I hope Arizona you die. Jones. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on how to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically, he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
Jack Klassen.
You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show.
And we're done, baby. God bless you. Peace and love.